According to Sunday Times journalist Raforo Rangongo, without Orlando Pirates, there would be no Kaizer Chiefs, no Jomo Cosmos. But without Bethwel Mokgosinyane, there would be no Buccaneers. The Orlando Pirates story begins in 1937 when a group of Sowetan boys called themselves the Orlando Boys Club and formed a soccer club.
The Orlando Pirates was an institution.
In my time, in our time, not probably the best non-white team in South Africa. Always in the ratings for the trophy. You never write off Orlando Pirates. In our time as well, we could be 2-0 down, but you don't write off Orlando Pirates.
There was no corner that we did not score. We had one man kicking the corners, and he kicked it straight to the guy who was going to knock the ball into the net. It was amazing. You know how he aimed at that man. He was called, it was Dickie Khoza, the twin brother of Mainline Khoza. He would not miss scoring with his head from a corner.
Fans were absolutely huge and utterly committed in all sorts of ways. I mean, you know, the signs people made with the cross and the association with the Buccaneers and all that kind of thing, and the dress and the colours and everything was a very close association. And it was a team of a locality. And this was a team which was of Orlando, and it had tremendous support.
Very loyal supporters. The female supporters were, I think, even more passionate. And they'd make a point to make you feel at home.
Sam Shabangu, he was one of those founder members whom we found in Pirates when we joined. Shabangu, he was good in head work and he had terrific shots.
So you'll never be able to silence the supporters or bury Orlando Pirates because they are the ghosts. I think to Pirates fans, it's not soccer. It's a religion. I firmly believe that. If they're pirates, it's once a pirate, always a pirate.